This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Freedom includes the right to be free. And I mean totally free from crime and from violence. MS-13 is going to be gone from our streets very soon, believe me.
Oh, welcome everybody. Ominous warning for the Mexican drug gang, MS-13. Also the Mexican drug cartels, all of them. Donald Trump wants to make America safe again, and you know what? The real people who we should be most afraid of, these leftists, they don't want that to happen. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. This is the Kevin Jackson Show. The left hates it when things are peaceful. When there is no chaos, the left cannot make money. They make money on strife. They make money pitting one group against another. If you think that leftists have your best interests in mind and that they're looking for solutions for you, you are delusional. Prove it to me. Show me anywhere that you've seen leftists say, let's make it easier, let's make it better. I'll give you a good example. They own education. What's happened in education? Kids are stupid. They're dumber than they've ever been. They have access to more information, access to more computing power, access to more tricks and tools and everything. People, they can teach you how to do math in your head. You know, we've looked at all kinds of stuff. We've got Sylvan Learning Systems. We've got a friend of mine, Beasley College Prep. These guys are masterful in teaching you how to think. Now, Beasley College Prep has no issue. I'm just saying, we have all kinds of tools at our disposal. We know more about the human mind. We know whether your kid has Asperger's, whether your kid's got Alzheimer's, whether your kid's got, some sort of form of autism, whatever. We can diagnose. We know how to best make different people learn in different ways. We know more about the brain than at any time in history. We've got more specialists that are involved in all this stuff, and the kids are still getting more stupid. The adults are even more stupid than the kids. Look at the college toddlers that we now allow to become young adults. These are people that are afraid. You know, they get stressed out having to pay a late fee to a book in the library. Are you kidding? I gotta pay it? Oh my gosh. That's what stresses them out. They get stressed out over anything. They got safe spaces, trigger words, coded meanings, all this other kind of stuff. They don't want to hear what you have to say because it differs from them. I was talking to a young lady, a producer to a show, and I got, you know, passionate about it, and I said something like, what they said is total BS, like that. And then I went on to explain my point. She said, well, Kevin, when you're on the air, you really shouldn't say BS because it could be offensive. And I went, seriously, I go, first of all, I know media, so don't try to tell me how to do media. But you think that's going to be offensive? I go, you kids are amazing to me. That's the crap you find offensive? I had a TV show in France, France 24. I used the word crap. They actually said, we prefer you not use that language. I said, you don't tell me what to say. Just like that. I told the producer, and then they called me back another time to do the show. I said, just let us be clear. Just understand your host isn't going to tell me what to say. If I want to use the word crap, I'll use the word crap. Oh, okay, Kevin. So I told them, well, we're not going to do the interview. Fine. I don't care. Crap that. You know, look, I'm not. That's amazing to me. That's what you find offensive? Ridiculous. But that's where we are, folks. We live in a crazy world that we've allowed to happen. And here's what I hope, and I'm not even hoping it. I believe you're smart enough to know that you should never let something like this happen again. We should never feel like we've lost this much ground where truly the inmates are running the asylum, because that's where we are. And it's item by item. You don't have to go hunt for crazy stories. Do this. One of these days, here's what I'd like you to do. Call the show, 844-551-8255. Call the show And I'm going to tell you something. It doesn't matter when you call the show. You just look at the headline of your Google page or your Yahoo page. Look at what the headlines are. And just read them off. Kevin, here are my headlines. If you want to do it just on Trump, read the headlines. And watch how your mind goes, wow. I remember telling a guy, said, Newsmax. Everybody talks about Newsmax. Oh, we have another conservative news outlet. I said, Newsmax not conservative. They pretend to be. Chris Ruddy is a good friend of the Clintons, the owner of Newsmax. Pays nobody. Limited shows. You know, Steve Maltzberg, and I think Dennis Michael Lynch may be over there now. But he's promised to pay people. He hasn't paid anybody. The guy's making over $100 million a year on Newsmax. You know, doing what I don't know how he sells it, because it's not even to me, it's a joke. But when you look at the titles of the stories, when they send you stuff, if you happen to be on their mailing list, email list, look at the titles. It 95% of the time, it's negative to conservatives. 95% of the time. Or it's positive to liberals. It's rare that there's anything negative said. And I watched this over time and went, these guys are, because I kept thinking, no, they're a conservative news outlet. They're not conservative at all. Not in any way, shape, or form. That's how fooled we've become. They make us believe they actually care about our views. They're not espousing our views. We don't have, first of all, we have news outlets that report news on from a conservative bent. I should say they report the news from more right, more the way news should be reported, you know, less slanted, if you will. Now, it may seem like it slants to the right, and for the sake of this, let's just say for an argument's sake, that it does. But it isn't like some heavy-handed Donald Trump's the greatest thing ever and everybody else stinks. It's even-handed. Let me tell you what we need. We need a news outlet that is completely far right in the bag for us. And we have it. We do. It's called Tea Party Tribune. Now, I'm going to build it out. In fact, if you want to be involved with it, send me a note. Tell me, Kevin, I'd like to write. I'll be the editor. I need editors. I need people that can find news, get it up, and get this site going. But if you're interested in being in that and partnering with me in that endeavor as part of Tea Party Community, it's called teapartytribune.com. I want to be involved with you in that process. We will make the left, I will make them go crazy talking about things from a right perspective. We will slant the news to the right and get our side of the argument out there, because it's what's missing in the dialogue. And I want to get it out there. Anyway, we come back, I want to talk about feminism. And I've featured this lady a couple of times. Her name is Carmen Paglia. But she excoriates Hillary Clinton. And you don't hear this very often from the left. It's always a kumbaya story around Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, but not this feminist. And Carmen and I have agreed a couple of times, and it's worthy of hearing about.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Radio show.
I remember the first time I heard of Carmen Paglia, and I read an article about her, and they presented her as this really sort of avant-garde, new, you know, ingenue that was coming onto the scene, and she was I think she's a lesbian, and she's a feminist, and she's all these different things, and So I hear all these different things, and I was intrigued, and I read an article about her, and I thought, wow, she's kind of interesting, kind of cool in a way. I wasn't political at all when I read this article. I was probably an IT or something, or an engineer. It was years ago. And later on, then I find out, oh, she's a, you know, big time feminist and all these different. And for the record, I don't have a problem with feminist. I don't have a problem with a vowed feminist to say, you know, I love women. I mean, Carmen takes it to another level if she's a lesbian. But I'm saying, if you say I'm pro woman, I want young girls to believe in their strength and who they are, I have no problem with that. If that's the definition of feminist, then go for it. See, because I would say, well, I'm pro-man. I've got four sons. I don't know how to raise a daughter, but if I had a daughter, I would probably be much more pro-daughter. You know, like, oh, go, girl, you can do whatever you want to do. But I have four sons. Now, That being said, you know, I've got significant ladies in my relationship, my mom, my grandma, you know, people like that, the person that I'm, you know, with, et cetera. I exalt women. So I'm all for women saying we want to empower ourselves. We want to feel good. But I don't walk around feeling like men, we should empower ourselves. Now, people would argue, well, Kevin, you don't have to because men are already empowered. I don't think anybody's empowered. You know what? I've seen men who are the biggest sissies I've ever met. I mean, my stepsisters are better men than they are. So don't tell me that everybody's born with some predisposed whatever because of male or female. It's ridiculous. So there are women who are powerful, and they're powerful because they were raised to feel good about themselves. They've never felt inferior. They're sitting around going, I don't get this whole women's movement. We're good. It's like with me growing up black. I don't understand how people want me to feel like I'm less because I'm black. I don't get it. I've never gotten that. It made no sense to me then. It makes no sense to me now. So this idea that, you know, women have to, again, if you want to feel empowered because you believe that your group is oppressed, congratulations. I didn't join the Black Power movement because I've never felt black people were oppressed. If black people were oppressed, we were oppressing ourselves. Women, for those of you feminists that are listening, if you're oppressed, being oppressed, you're allowing people to oppress you. You're oppressing yourself. Every psychologist will tell you self-abuse is the biggest form of abuse. So stop self-abusing. I'm no victim. So long story short, but if you are of an ilk, like Sandra Paglia, Camille Paglia, that says, you know, I'm going to empower women. Congratulations. There are many young blacks I meet and I go, you know what? You want to work together? I want to help you. From a cultural perspective, I'll help you. But I don't look at it as I'm helping this young black to get over his inferior. I'm helping a young black, a man who happens to be black because I can relate to his situation. But I've helped many white folks. I don't look at it in any particular way. I've helped men and women. So there you have it. Anyway, this feminist said that misogyny isn't why Hillary Clinton lost the election. And it made me ask the question, are feminists eating their own? Now, Paglia has been an outspoken critic of Hillary Clinton for quite a while, and I'll get to that when I get into the article. But she gives a scathing condemnation of Hillary Clinton. She destroys the twice-failed presidential candidate on two fronts, her competence and her feminism. Now, that is emptying both barrels of the shotgun on the front porch, Joe Biden. I'm talking about two things that the left tout of Hillary Clinton. She's so competent, and she's an amazing feminist. And Paglia goes, not so fast. So when asked if misogyny played a role in Clinton's loss, here's what Paglia said. Misogyny played no significant role, whatever, in Hillary Clinton's two defeats as a presidential candidate. This claim is such a crock. Noting that Clinton's presidential bid was a, quote, gross exploitation of feminism, Paglia said that Clinton spent her entire career attached to her husband's coattails. Now, I've said that many times. I've baited feminists. In effect, I'd love to debate any of them because I've certainly baited them enough to say, you want to come and talk about this? Call my show. I'm happy to talk to you about it. 844-551-8255. You want to show me a feminist? Maggie Walker is a feminist. That is a black woman who was the first millionaire who owned her own bank before women owned businesses. This woman owned a bank. She was the banker to black folks back in the day. Maggie Walker. Her home is a historical monument that's monitored by the Department of Interior. Just go to Richmond, Virginia. You can find out all about her. That is a feminist. That is a woman who trailblazed. Not Hillary Clinton. Maggie Walker didn't hang on somebody's coattail. She was a smart woman who did. She said, yeah, white people don't want our money. I'll do my own thing. She took her money, saved it. I don't know what she did, but she managed to get a bank, made loans to black folks, got them into businesses, and it was a flourishing, pardon the pun, black market, whereas the whites were going, how are they doing this stuff? Lady's a pioneer. So here's what Bagley goes on to say, Hillary was handed job after job, but produced no tangible results in any of them, except, of course, for her destabilization of North Africa during her rocky tenure as Secretary of State. Wow. And for all her lip service to women and children, what programs serving their needs did Hillary Clinton ever conceive and promote? She routinely signed on to other people's programs or legislative bills, but spent the bulk of her time in fundraising and networking for her own personal ambitions. Hallelujah. I give you the holy grail of exactly what Hillary Clinton represents. And these leftist women canonize this witch. Carmen Paglia, who for all intents and purposes is a leftist, I mean, if you want to put people in a box, gay, professor, feminist, yeah, that's leftist, but she's a realist, and that's what I'm telling you right now. I want to meet this woman. I've heard about her for a long time. I want to meet her, and I want to say, Carmen, you know what's interesting? We share so many things that make us the same. And the things that make us different don't even matter to me. I don't care. I don't know if she's I think she's a lesbian, but I don't care. I don't care that, I mean, she's a professor. She teaches things that I may not agree with. I don't even care about that. Because I guarantee you, if she is as pragmatic in assessing Hillary Clinton and her in assessing other things as she has been in assessing Hillary Clinton, we can be friends. Because this is truth, people. This is truth. Paglia continues, she said that Clinton's blind eyes to her husband's infidelity can also be attributed to her lack of authentic feminism. The hypocrisy of feminist leaders was on full display during the Monica Lewinsky scandal and incontrovertibly demonstrated Bill Clinton's gross violation of basic sexual harassment policy. She says, although I had voted for him twice, I was the only feminist at the time who publicly condemned Clinton for his squalid and unethical behavior with an intern whose life, as it is clear now, he ruined. Gloria Steinem's slick casuistry during the shocking episode did severe damage to feminism, for which it's never fully recovered. Now, we disagree, because here's Carmen saying, I voted for him twice, but I have a problem with
it. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
All right, everybody, welcome. Kevin Jackson here, and this is the segment where I bring on Tim Wilkins. Tim is a funny man. He's got many, many jobs, more jobs than a Jamaican. But I always like to get Tim's take because he's a working comedian. He's a pitch man. He's a staunch conservative that happens to look at the world through very interesting eyes. Being one of the people that's most under attack in America, that would be the white male. I'm always happy to get that perspective. So, Tim, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, man. Got to hurry. I got to deliver the mail and sweep the lawn.
Now, what's funny, you know, you missed last week, and I'm not going to hold it against you because you do have that white privilege. And I don't even get a notice, by the way, audience, that Tim's not going to be there. He just doesn't show up, you know. So, Tim,
which is not white privilege.
Right.
That's what we put in our 2 weeks.
Well, what's funny about it is I was talking to these kids at a high school and the educators at this very prestigious high school in St. Louis. And I want to segue this into what you and I talked about in terms of what you were doing with this diversity thing. But, you know, I'm talking to these people about getting these black kids into this very prestigious school. And when I got that opportunity as a kid, I relished it. I relished the idea of meeting these families who had wealth where their parents flew in on private planes to visit their kids. And this school, which happened to be a military school, didn't make any concessions for the first. There were 6 black kids in the school of 400. Then it ended up being 8. I guess 2 white people got kicked out on affirmative action, but over the period. But you know, they made no concessions for us. They did not allow us to wear afros while the other kids had to get their buzz cuts. You know, I couldn't wear dashiki while other kids wore uniforms. It was conformity. And the conformity did me well because it taught me that it was all for one and one for all. That's what the military does. And by the way, that's what America should create. And you were doing diversity training at this at somewhere. And I want the audience, I want you to share that with them because you said there were a couple of kind of poignant instances.
Well, there were a couple of poignant instances. And I want to say I applaud that. And as an old military guy myself, I love the fact that they judge you on merits. When they open up your book, they look and see how what your physical fitness scores, how you perform in your classes, what your senior leadership thinks of you, and that's how they promote you. They don't say, well, we've got 3 spots for 3 people with varying degrees of melanin. We better fill those. So what they were trying to do, and what a lot of these corporations I'm finding are trying to do, is indoctrinate and force upon companies the belief system of the left. As opposed to saying, hey, here's the corporate mission. We all work for this company. Let's move forward. This company is one of the many that has now these little groups, these resource groups. There's an LGBT group that gets together, and there's an African American group that gets together, and there's a Latino American group that gets together. As opposed to saying this is who we work for, the president of the company said we're doing this so that they can feel like they belong. Well, you got a job. Your paycheck says you belong.
Right. Yeah, it drives me crazy that they have these groups because they're so counterproductive. And if those groups got together because they were trying to enter, say, the LGBT market, and there was a product that they go, ooh, gay people really like, you know, cucumbers. Okay, woohoo, let's figure out a way to sell cucumbers to the gay men. Or black people really like Chitlin-flavored Cheetos, you know. But they're not doing that.
So here's one of the ironies. So there's two great ironies. Well, one, a couple of months prior, they'd had another speaker come through and do a test to devise everybody's emotional IQ and how they perform best. So people who are very detail-oriented, people who are creatives, people who are concerned with the feelings and emotions of others. And as they fill out this test, they kind of work themselves into a color. So like these people, the detail people are green, the other people are blue, the creatives are yellow. That was on their badges. I'm saying, so you want me to talk about understanding and not thinking about color, but you've broken everybody down by color.
And
then they have the
guest
speaker who gets up and talks about hiring for diversity and reaching out to the black community and the trials and travails he had playing football for some university being of color, which A, does not count, and second, he was busted for weed and kicked off the team. You are a stereotype. Don't talk to us about stereotypes.
Oh man, those types of things are so counterproductive, and companies, think about this. I mean, and it's a gig for you, right? You're making money, but how much money gets spent? Think of the energy that went into that before you emceed the event, right? All the energy going into this idea of diversity, when all that energy and that money should have been spent in making the corporate culture, not the breaking people into boxes, you know, into little pieces and saying you're black, you're a woman, you're a Guatemalan midget. But the idea that we would all get together, bring our cultural influences into this melting pot and figure out how to come out with a better product for the company. Does that come up, you know?
It did not come up because that was not the nature of this meeting. It was as touchy-feely as a Joe Biden photo shoot. This is the kind of thing. It was. I just thought of that. It was 3 days of people just kumbaya, and about a third of them had Kool-Aid stains on their faces like we did when we were nine. And the other two-thirds are kind of sitting in the back going, uh-huh, okay, yeah.
Well, here's the thing I'm wondering. Do employees, you know, you can almost detect who the left are and who the right are, because I would be in there in the back going, when does this end? But then there are the people that really get into it. They're proudly wearing their little color badges, you know. It's like a brownie troop meeting. You're like, hey, Susie, how you doing? You know.
What did you sew? I see you got the diversity badge, too. Congratulations. That's awesome.
Right.
So they actually told me about a previous year's event that I guess this speaker goes around. And for the LGBT community, and I don't know what other letters go on that salad now, but they had everybody tell about their weekend, and this is another discussion I had off camera, not in front of the group, tell about their weekend, and then so they could understand what it was like to be a gay person at work, change all the pronouns. So if you said, my wife and I went to the beach, you had to say, my husband and I went to the beach. So not only are they indoctrinating them into that, but they're also, what I was talking about with the CEO is, they're making people talk about their weekend. They said, we want people to feel comfortable talking about their weekends. Well, guess what? From 9 o'clock to 5 o'clock, I don't want to hear about your weekend, Jack. Go to Chili's and do that.
Right. To accomplish what? I'm just trying to figure out what's all the touchy-feely about. Because at the end of the day, some capitalist invested his time, energy, and money to create a product or a service or whatever. He hired a bunch of people that he doesn't know, and he's trying to bring them all together, and the government goes, nope, let's separate them all apart, and let's destroy your company, because we're not going to focus on the product, we're going to focus on social engineering. Hey, listen, let's shift gears, because we're going to run out of time. A lot of stuff going on. Donald Trump being attacked What's your take being out in the field? First of all, just Tim Wilkins. That's who I'm talking to, folks, by the way. But what's your take from talking to people in the field? I mean, you're doing a lot of things. You're building out your gym. You're, you know, an entrepreneur. You're, as I say, one of the busiest guys working. What's your take?
Well, I'm still baffled. I see the Trump stickers on cars and trucks still, which I wouldn't have one on there because they're going to get keyed by some nutty leftist. But we need to start rising up again and saying, all right, enough about your Russia, because we know it's not true. I would be, if I was Trump, very upset about the leaks from the intelligence community. There's more leaks than a bladder control convention. He doesn't need a sweeping change. He needs to bring in catheters or something. I don't know what they need to do. And the fake news, the cacophony of fake people, fake lips and fake breasts telling us fake information all day. It's unbelievable. And we've got real stuff to worry about. It's not just jobs and the health care bill. We've got a guy in Kim Jong-un, a guy, by the way, who looks like she'd be driving a lowered Honda Civic with neon and a loud muffler. Picture that guy just for a second. That's the kid that gets out playing rap music from a lowered Civic. The dude is days, weeks, or months away from having a nuclear device, which he said he's going to use to blow up people. And we're worried about James Comey's Post-it note.
I agree with that, but I don't take Kim Jong-un very seriously. But who I do take seriously are the leftists who allow, you know, illegal immigration and try to convince us it's good. They allow Muslims in. They're happy when we can't keep them out. Terrorists. They claim that they love James Comey now that he's been fired, but they hated him, you know, a week ago or 2 weeks ago, and so on and so forth. And how that impacts everything that we do. I mean, this isn't a game. You know, this is real life. And these people want, they're talking about impeachment of Trump before the guy has even gotten, he hasn't even redecorated. And they're already ready to impeach him. And I say, over what?
But let's think back, Kevin. Let's think back. I was just talking about this with Amber last night. Let's think back 11 or 12 months ago when there were still 15, 16 people in the race. And is there a single person that didn't get ridiculed by the left? This one wasn't black enough. This one was a woman that we hate. This one wasn't Latino enough. This one was too Christian. This one wasn't Christian enough. The left hated with a hate, capital hate, everybody on our team. We just need to remember that, not think it's never Trumpers or anti-Trumpers. They just want what they want, and they're going to cry and burn things until they get it.
Yeah, it wouldn't have mattered if it was Cruz, if it was Ben Carson. It would be a whole other set of reasons to get rid of them because they disagree. And it's pretty sad, quite honestly, that we live in this world where people won't get rid of the ideologies, and I don't care if it's right or left, and just look at what's best for the country. We got to leave it there. Tim Wilkins at timwilkins.com is where you can find Tim's work. Always good to have you on, buddy.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $10,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our Debt Reset program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-912-6177. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the Debt Reset program can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. The left, they're delusional. They're delusional, I say. Stay away from them. Don't get too close. You don't want to. Kevin Jackson here. Glad to be with you. KJRadio.com. That's where we do the show 24/7. You can get any time you want. So be sure to visit that site. Pass along the clips. You know when I kind of think I'll know when I've made it in radio? When I start seeing these clips floating around, like Kevin Jackson's take on such and such. And, probably other people do a better job of orchestrating that. Like Levin will, he'll say, grab that clip that I did on the Constitution. and play that, you know, or whatever. And so then they play it, and then it goes around and circulates. If I had somebody, a minion, get one of my Guatemalan midgets to do it, yeah, I could probably circulate these things relatively quickly, but we don't. We don't have that person. I'd love to have that person. You know what I need? There are people that listen to this program religiously. I wouldn't say it replaces the Bible, but it's second only to the Bible. And I would love to get that group of people that say, Kevin, I want to help. I'm there with you, bro. Yeah, give us a call. Let us know you want to do that. 844-551-8255. Or send a note at kjradio.com. I'll get it. We'll process it. Bada bing, bada boom, we're on our way. Let's do it. So Obama says, you know, look, the left, they're delusional. Before I get into what he said, I just want to tell you, the man suffers from dementia. And their delusion of the left, I say this often, but it's so true. And it's a great analogy, but they're easier to spot than a kangaroo in a dinner jacket. It's crazy to listen to them and to watch them and to just go, you certainly don't believe that, right? What you just said. Surely, what you just said, you do not believe, Susan. Surely. Well, allow me to explain Barack Obama's most recent declaration. Now, I'm reading this. Former President Barack Obama claimed in a recent interview that his decision to not bomb Syria in 2013 after the Bashar al-Assad regime used chemical weapons on its own people, despite his promise to do so, this is Barack Obama promising, required the most political courage. That was his quote. It required the most political courage. Obama made his comments earlier this month in an interview with Jack Schlossberg, the grandson of former President John F. Kennedy, while discussing political courage. Here's what he says. I actually think that the issue that required the most political courage was the decision not to bomb Syria after the chemical weapons it used had been publicized, rather to negotiate than removing chemical weapons from Syria. And this is a transcript of the interview that I'm reading. It says, now, we know subsequently that some remain, so it was an imperfect solution. But what we also know is that 99% of the huge chemical weapons stockpile were removed without having to fire a single shot, former president explained. Now, I hear this and I say to myself, surely he's joking, right? You notice 99% of the chemical weapons were removed. According to whom? Who measured? Who measured? That is one of those statements where you go, well, you know, statistically we know that 99% of climate scientists believe it the way I believe. Really? Says who? I'd love the names. I'd like to know all the climate scientists, and I'd like to get a check mark on who said they believe and who said they don't. I'd like to know who got paid and who didn't. 99% of the chemical weapons were removed. There was the remaining 1% that they kept. I don't know why, Barack, for safekeeping, and they used those on citizens after the fact, but he says it was successful. It wasn't perfect, but it was successful. It was so successful that they used the chemical weapons on their own people in violation of what Obama said. They did it a second time. And the difference was Donald Trump did something about it, but I'll go on. Barack Obama said this. He says the reason was hard. The reason it was hard was because as president, what you discover is that you generally get praised for taking military action, and you're often criticized for not doing so. So in other words, he could have easily been praised for doing what he should have done, but instead he chose the higher road of criticism. And he says, it wasn't a slam dunk, but I thought that it made sense for a variety of reasons for us to see if we could actually try to eliminate the prospect of, quote, large-scale chemical weapons use rather than the political expedience of a one-time shot. His decision not to retaliate against Assad following the 2013 chemical weapons attack on the Syrian city of Ghouta, which left more than 1,000 people dead, according to military estimates, was one of the most controversial decisions of Obama's tenure in the White House. Now, I'm going to tell you, when a guy says, my decision not to do something that I said I was going to do when I threatened, tells me one thing about that person. He is a sissy. That's what Obama is. The left can spin it any way they want. He is a punk. He put out the big threat to Assad. Well, you just crossed the red line. You use chemical weapons, and we have to get involved. And Assad said, really? Okay, I'll use chemical weapons. And you know what Obama did? He did nothing. And now this fool wants to rewrite history and go, oh, well, that was a smart move. On my part, it was actually more brave for me to chicken out. Yeah, he punked out like the pansy in chief that he was. Sorry, folks, I know this is tough language for some. There are some snowflakes that listen to the program from time to time, but this is brutal truth. So now Obama wants history to believe that chickening out took courage. When I tell you that the left will redefine something to suit their needs, I give you Barack Obama. You know, he's the guy at the bar that, you know, you do one more thing to that woman, and I will come over there and give you a thrashing. And the guy goes, really? Boom. And he does something else to the woman. And the guy goes, well, you know, today I don't feel like doing it, but next time I'm here, you remember what I said. He's a chicken. And look, guys, I'm not trying to fight. I don't know what I would have done as president. Would I have given that ultimatum to Assad? Maybe not. If Assad wants to kill his people, I would say that's a UN issue. Should the United States get involved? Oh, it's humanitarian. Maybe so. But you know what? What's going on in areas of Africa make Assad look like a chump. What's going on in North Korea? He starves his people. That makes Assad look like a chump. Yeah, there's always somebody doing something bad. Look at ISIS. What do? They burn people in cages. They rape women and children. They behead Christians. And look at what Assad's doing. I don't know what Assad's doing. None of these things measure. They all are bad. We have a UN that's supposed to be taking care of all this crap. Where are they? We go to them. They make Iran head of human rights. You think that's effective? How about we get the world in order by just let I'm not trying to be a mean-spirited person here, but these atrocities may need to occur so leftists can see exactly what they've created. Obama's comments, folks, saying that it takes courage to be a chicken, represents what the left calls bold action, and they call it bold action when no action occurs. They tell you immigration is good for you. Illegal immigration is good for America. And so a chicken is no longer a chicken. A chicken is a brave soul. A guy that chooses not to fight after he tells you this is what it takes for you to fight. Let me put it to you another way. If I tell you, you hit my kids, I will kick the living crap out of you. And then you come hit my kids and I go, well, you just be lucky you only hit one of them and walk away. What would you think of me? Would you think, oh, that Kevin, he was so bold in his walking away from that guy that hit his son. Let me tell you what you would think of me. You would say that dude fights like a Tasmanian devil and is lucky they had five guys there to pull him off or he'd kill that guy. That's what you'd be saying, because I ain't no chicken. As my grandmother would tell you if she was alive, I did not raise no chump when it comes to Kevin. Because she's watched me. So Barack Obama's a chicken, and the left wants to re-explain it. They want to rewrite it. You know, remember when he killed Osama bin Laden? Okay, actually, he didn't actually kill Osama, the world's most wanted terrorist, or at least America's most wanted terrorist. The Navy SEALs actually did it. But if you read the stories, you might very well believe that Obama was in Navy SEAL garb, and he actually pulled the trigger. But what's more disturbing, folks, is the notion that the left want us to believe that a sanction by Obama of America's number one enemy was a big deal. They tell you, it took courage for Barack Obama to issue the sanction order to kill Osama bin Laden. What courage did it take? Sadly, folks, even when Barack Obama has the vision of hindsight, he still blows it. I want you to think about what I just said. Barack Obama could easily come back and say, you know what I should have done? I should have attacked Syria and made it clear what our stance was on human rights. But he can't say that because Donald Trump was decisive and he did something. He fixed what Barack Obama broke.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.